Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, starting out in North Carolina this morning, Manuel Bajorquez has been covering this crisis from Helene this week. And Manuel, tell us where you are, what it's like this morning.
It's so widespread and so unprecedented. That's the only way to really put it. People are saying that they have never, ever seen flooding like this. At this hour, you still have an active search and rescue going on for people who are unaccounted for. You have National Guard troops that have started to arrive to help facilitate, anything from getting supplies in to just managing intersections that don't have power. There are still impacts to major highways here. That's creating a traffic situation where it's hard even for power crews at times to get through. And you have people that are starting to clean up. We were in Old Fort, North Carolina. That's outside of Asheville yesterday. And that is where we spoke with the pastor of a church who has been there since 1838. They don't have flood insurance because they've never had flooding before. The pews were essentially washed out. They were digging out the tons of mud that are around that area. So it just gives you a sense of the force of the flooding that came down. And here we are more than a week at the 1 week point from when the flooding happened. And people have a long road ahead of them here.
Yeah, a long road, nearly a week later, and still, how many of these areas are just impassable? You mentioned how many people are still missing, how many places still have to be checked out. I think it's hard for people up here, even when we deal with some of these big blizzards and snowstorms in Buffalo, to imagine the water staying in an area for such a long period of time.
Yeah, the pastor we spoke with yesterday said, look, not only did that creek that runs through Old Fort rise several feet above where it usually runs, but that the flow was such that it lasted for about 24 hours. So that's how much water was coming down, and it was no match for homes that were shifted off of their foundations, smashed up against trees, or vehicles that were smashed up as well. So anybody who survived there is because they were able to get to higher ground at some point. But as we know, there are people who never really had the option or just didn't think that it would get that bad. And that is why there's still an ongoing search and recovery mission at this point. People still holding out hope for missing loved ones. In Tennessee, which was also hard hit along the eastern side of the state, we were at a news conference earlier this week where the families of the missing asked if they could join the search themselves. They're so desperate for answers, and they were told that it's just too dangerous right now. The debris field is just too dangerous for them to be doing something like that.
Have all areas been reached and assessed at least once, or are we not even there yet?
I think we are there. They have been able to reach most of these areas, and at this point, though, you have the cleanup. And areas that where the roads are missing, how do you get around? How do you get supplies to people? We do know that FEMA has been going around doing their best to get to places that are cut off to make sure that people have food and water and senior citizens have medications. But that's the situation on the ground right now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk some more, hopefully a little bit later on, a live look at North Carolina and what they're dealing with.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.